Heritage Foundation, Most Americans Want Prince Harry to Leave. By Peter Cattle on May 23, 2023. The majority of Americans want Prince Harry to leave their country, the president of the Heritage Foundation has claimed. Kevin Roberts, who heads up the Heritage Foundation think tank in Washington, D.C., has openly criticized wayward royal Prince Harry, alleging that a significant majority of Americans would like to see him leave the country. It comes amid an ongoing legal fight between the think tank and the American government, with the Heritage Foundation suing the state in the hopes of gaining access to the prince's immigration paperwork. Under U.S. law, arrivals have to declare their past history with illegal drugs, and if they admit to taking the substances, they can be refused entry to the country. Prince Harry has publicly admitted to taking drugs, leading some, including the Heritage Foundation, to question whether he lied on his immigration forms, or if he was waved through despite an admission. According to a report by The Telegraph, Roberts said that Americans have very little time for Prince Harry's progressive antics, and would ultimately like to see him return to the United Kingdom. "I guess we as Americans, we see Prince Harry the same way the British see President Biden. You can have him back," the Heritage Foundation president remarked. "We don't like him being in America and we would love for him to come back to you or somewhere," he also claimed, adding that only 2 or 3% of the American population love the nonsense that Harry and Meghan spew. He also added that most U.S. citizens admire the British royal family and take little heed of the accusations of racism leveled by Meghan and Harry against them. Roberts' critiques of Prince Harry come amid an ongoing legal battle in the U.S. court system between the Heritage Foundation and the U.S. government, with the former fighting to gain access to all documents related to the prince's immigration into the United States. The Heritage Foundation had originally presented the country's Department of Homeland Security with a Freedom of Information Act request for the documents after Prince Harry admitted to doing illegal drugs both inside and outside the U.S., something that he would be legally required to declare while applying for a visa. However, in theory, should Harry have admitted to the recreational drug use, he should not have been allowed into the United States in the first place, with the country often rejecting people over their previous use of illicit substances. Upon the FOIA request being rejected by government authorities, the think tank launched a legal case in the hopes of forcing the release of the documents, arguing that their release is in the public interest. Widespread and continuous media coverage has surfaced the question of whether the Department of Homeland Security properly admitted the Duke of Sussex in light of the fact that he has publicly admitted to the essential elements of a number of drug offenses in both the United States and abroad, the Heritage Foundation's lawsuit read. United States law generally renders such a person inadmissible for entry to the United States, it continued, adding that they were concerned that the U.S. government had improperly granted the Duke of Sussex a waiver to enter the country on a non-immigrant visa despite his past drug use. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, @Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.